Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Bava Batra, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Bet. In the middle of our discussion about setting up businesses within the context of the Mavui, interjection and the long story of Rishu Ben Gamla. Now we come back home. Amar Rav Huna, Hai Bar Mavua Da'oki Rechaya. If a member of a Mavui sets up a mill, V'ata Bar Mavua Chavre V'kamoki Gabei, and another resident sets up a mill, Dinahu Dima'aki Bilave, the first guy can stop the second guy. Damar Le Kapaskat Le L'chayutoi. You are interfering with my making a living. Competition. Even though there's not mentioned anywhere in the Gemara, the Rishonim pick up on the Isur in the Torah, Lo Tasig Gvul Re'acha, as sort of the basis for this, of violating or changing territorial boundaries. Now, Lema Sayele, perhaps this is support for it, Macharki Machikim Tzurat Adag Minadag Kim Loritzat Adag. You can't set up a fishing net near another net. It has to be at least the distance that a fish swims. It has to be a parcel away. So that seems to support the idea that you can't set up competing business. The answer is no. Shani Dagim Diyahavi Sierra. Fish are different because they actually scout it out, meaning that the fish are already sort of committed, if you will, to the first fisherman, and they're already kind of locked in, and he's nearly has possession over them, and then when you come and intercept them, that's really stealing. So that does not prove Rav Huna's position. Amar Rachid's position. Amar the Ravina the Rava. Filema Rav Huna da Amar Krab Yehuda. Sorry, Rav Huna. That Rav Huna's statement seems to follow Rabbi Yehuda against Rabbanan, which of course is really a challenge, that none. Rabbi Yehuda omer lo yichalek chen v'niklayot ve'gozim l'tinokot. A storekeeper is not allowed to give out nuts to kids who come in Eishamar Gilan Etzlo, because that's getting them to being accustomed to coming. It's like unfair to the competition. Chacham matir, and the chacham allow it. So it sounds like Rav Huna's position is that of Rabbi Yehuda's. No, afilu teimer Rabbanan. The Rabbanan would agree with Rav Huna. Ad kan lo plig Rabbanan leid Rabbi Yehuda atam. The Rabbanan have disagreed about giving out the candy. The guy could say, I'm giving out walnuts, you give out almonds. In other words, you give something else out. But here the Rabbanan would agree. You're interfering with my livelihood. So Meitave, we have a challenge against this. So you're allowed to set up a store next to another retail store. A bathhouse next to another bathhouse. Nobody can stop you. Because the interloper can say, you're working in your territory, I'm working in my property. And the answer is Tanoi here, that the entire issue is Machloka Tanaim, and Rav Huna is taking position. Members of neighboring Mivuot can keep each other from setting up a tailor, a tanner, or a teacher, or any profession. But he can't force his neighbor, meaning somebody on the same mavui. Shmuel Leo says no, if he can even force his neighbor from setting it up. And that seems to support the idea of Rav Huna's position, saying that if one resident has set up a business, he can keep other residents from setting up the same business. Now, I'm Rav Huna Brady Rav Yeshua. This is Rav Huna Yeshua, Talmud of Rava. Pshitali, it's clear to me that bar mata achriti matzim akiv, that members of residents of one mavui can keep the residents of another mavui, sorry, of one city, can keep residents of another city from coming in and setting up shop there. But if they pay taxes with the local town, then you can't keep them out. If for some reason their tax base is in that town, that's where they get to set up shop. Now, bar mavua denafshe, and one resident of a mavui cannot stop a resident of the same mavui, that he can't do. Now, this is before he set up a business. So then he asks the question, bar mavua achrina mai. What about stopping somebody from another mavui coming into your mavui, but they're all members of the same town? Can he stop them or not? You know, the question is it based on the tax base, and they're all members of the same tax base from the same town? Or is it based on the rights of a mavui, and just like a town has rights to keep people from other towns from setting up business, similarly with a mavui? The answer is teiku. Now, Amar Rav Yosef, Umodu Rav Huna, B'mikri Dardaki, Dulo Matzi Ma'akev, Rav Huna, who said our first halacha, agrees that when it comes to teaching Torah to little kids, one guy cannot stop another guy from setting up a school. Demar, cannot sofrim Torah b'chokhmah, and that's the piece that we had in the previous podcast. Rachma Yitzchak, Amar Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua, and the second opinion here, Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua, that said, I agree that you can't have somebody from another town coming in, you can block him. He says, if there are perfume salesmen who go from door to door, they must be allowed to come into your city and you can't stop them. That these people will go from city to city. So the Jewish women should be able to have perfume and nice things. And by the way, that's only to go door to door. But not to have them settle in. But if the guy happens to be a Talmud Chacham, I feel like Buyanami, then we allow him to settle in. Rashi points out two reasons that he kind of conflates. One is because it's not appropriate for him to be going door to door. And second thing is, so not to waste time from his learning. And we have an example of that. Rava allowed these two rabbis to set up their own shop in town, meaning, like Rashi says, Lefim Mishorat Adin. Meaning he allowed them to do it even though there was room to stop them. They were Talmud Chacham, so he let them set up shop in this other town. We assume it was Machuza. Now, my time, came into Rabbananino, since they were students, Atul Latir Demigusayu, would keep them from their learning if they'd have to go door to door, and therefore, he allowed them to set it up. Now, several stories. Hanu Dikuloi, there were some basket salesmen. Ta'aitu Dikuloi LeBavel, they brought baskets to Bavel. Atu Bremata Kamakvi Lavoyu. So the people of the town got up and said, you can't come here. We've got our own basket salesman. You don't want you to interfere. Atu Lakami Ravina. They came to Ravina. Hamalu Mialma Atu Ula Alma Lizvenu. They came from the outside. Let them sell to the outside. Meaning, when it's Shuk day, let them go sell to the Shuk. There are people coming from out of town. Fanimila Biyom Rashuka. But that's only on the Shuk day. On the market day. Havalo Yom Rashuka Lo. And even on the day of the Shuk, they can only sell in the Shuk. It's not a blanket heter that whole day. And they can't go from door to door in this town. Okay, Hanu Amuroi, there were wool salesmen. They brought wool to Pum Nahara, Rav Kana's town. So the people of the town tried to stop them. Atu the coming to Rav Kana. They came to Rav Kana complaining. They're doing the right thing. They have the right to stop you. So Amrulay, they said, but we can't because Itlan Ashroy, we have credit to collect in this town. Last time we were here, we gave some stuff on credit. We're trying to collect the debt. So we can't leave till we get it. And what are we going to do in the meantime? So Amrulay, Zilu Zavnu Shir Chiyu Taichu. So go sell whatever you need to live for that day to day. Adiakritu Ashroy, Didchu Vazlitu, until you get all your money paid off and then leave. Rav Dimina Hardea Aiti Grogro Bisfina. So now is the story of Rav Dimi, and this is a long story about Arada Bar Abba. Dimina Hardea, who was unknown in this place, came with figs, and the question was, are we going to allow him to come in our town and set up a place to sell his figs? Is he a Talmud Chacham or not? Amreshka Utu Rava. So the Reshka Utu told Rava, Fuk Chaze Yitzur Abonenhu, Nakit Leshuka. Hold up the shuk and see if the guy is a Talmud Chacham, and we'll let him come into the shuk. So Rava told one of his students, Rav Ada Bar Ava, Fuk Toile Bekan Kane. Go literally knock on his jug and see what he is. Meaning, check him out, see if he's a Talmud Chacham or not. Nafak Azel. All right, so Rav Ada Bar Ava went to meet him. Bomine, he went and he asked him, Peel Shabalak Fifa Mitzrit Vikia Derek Petari Mahu. So to clarify this very bizarre question, a vessel which is made of, let's say, wicker is Makabal Tuma. If it's a vessel, it's like called clay glalim, made of feces, then it's not Makabal Tuma. What if an elephant swallowed a basket and then, eliminated it? And the question is it now Davidin of clay glalim such that it's not Makabal Tuma? Rav Dimi didn't know the answer. So Amarle Marnihu Rava. So Rav Dimi said to this Rav Ada, are you the famous Rava? Tofach Le Basandle, hit him with his shoe. Amarle, Bain Didila Rava Ikatuva. Between me and Rava, there's a lot, meaning I'm nowhere close to who Rava is. And there's a lot of people who occupy the hierarchy between me and Rava. Miyal Kocha Anarabach. But clearly, I'm greater than you, and I'm your master. For Rava Rabba de Rabach. So that means Rava, your Rebbe's Rebbe. Alright, so Avada Barava lorded it over him. Lo Naktu Le Shuka, so they didn't let him come into the Shuk. Pasid Grogro today, he lost all the figs. Ata the Kamid Rav Yosef. So Rav Dimi, who had lost all his figs, came to Rav Yosef. Amale, Chazimar, my Abduli. Look what they did to me. He complained. Amale, so Rav Yosef said, to Aman de lo Shai in la Unita de Malka de Adom. The one who did not forestall the vengeance for the king of Edom, lo nishele, Leonitach should certainly not hold back or restrain from paying back for your onah, for your hurt. What's that? Tichtiv, in the beginning of Amos, in the diatribe against the nations, it says, what's the cry against Moab? That the king of Moab, when at a particular point defeated Edom, they burned the king of Edom up, and Moab gets challenged for that, even though Edom are terrible people. The king of Edom is a terrible person. Their behavior was so inhumane that the king of Moab is going to get punished. So therefore, Rav Yosef says, certainly God should hurt the one who hurt you. You're a Talmid Chacham. What happened? Nachlaf Shein to Rav Ada Bar Abba. So the same Rav Ada Bar Abba who put Rav Dimi down died. And now they all got together and tried to see why did he die. Rav Yosef Amar Ana Anishtei. I'm the one who killed him. Da Ana Lati. I cursed him. Dimin Hardei Amar. Rav Dimi said, Ana Anishtei. I'm the one who did it. Da Afsid Gogoro Tidi. He's the one who destroyed my produce. Abaye Amar Ana Anishtei. We didn't know about this, but Abaye, who was a colleague of Rav, and remember, Rav Ada Bar Abba is a Talmud of Rav, Abaye said, I'm the reason he died. Why? The Amarlu Abanan, he used to tell the students, Ad the Gamritu Garmi Be Abaye, if you want to go eat bones in Abaye's basement, to Achli Bistra Shmina Be Rava, come and eat fat meat in Rava's house. In other words, he put down my yeshiva, saying his yeshiva was greater, Rava's yeshiva was greater. For Rava Ma, Rava said, Ananishte, I'm the reason he died. When he would go to buy a bone with meat on it from the shlak house, well, Tavchai, he would say to the Shochet, Ana Shakil Nabiso Mikame Shame de Rava. I'm going to get this meat before Rava's servant comes. Tana Difna Mine, because I'm greater than he is. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Ana Nishta. Rav Nachman Yitzchak now comes and says, I'm the reason he was punished. And here's the deal. When Rava was Nifter, when there was a question of naming who the Reish Kala would be, so there were people who were opposed to the naming of Rav Nachman Yitzchak. So what happened? Every day before he would go up to teach, Rav Ada Bar Abba l'shmata. Rav Ada Bar Abba was loyal to him and would run, and only when Rav Ada Bar Abba would show up would he go in to teach. So these two students of Rava, who were opposed to the appointment of Nachman Bar Yitzchak to that position, took Rav Ada Bar Abba and they held him down. Either because they were not involved in the consultation of who should be in charge, something to that effect. And therefore, Amrulay, Emelan Hanishmata. Demasa Mehem Aechem Ritu Rava. And so they asked him, they're delaying him, and they said, tell us about Masa Mehem, what did Rava say? Amrulay, Achiam Rava, Achiam Rava. And so he said, this is what Rava said, this is what Rava said. And in the meantime, Rav Nachman Yitzchak is waiting to start the shiur. Hachin Naga of Nachman Yitzchak, it got late. Vater of Ada Bar Abba. So now what happened? Amrulah Rabban of Nachman Yitzchak, the student said to him, Kum de Nagalan, you better get up, it's getting late. Lame Yatimar, why are you sitting? What are you waiting for? Amrulahu Yatimar, become Matarant Minterala Arsir of Ada Bar Abba. I'm waiting for his coffin, because there's no way if he's alive that he's not here. It must be he's dead. Hadachin Afakal, Nachman Afshir of Ada Bar Abba. And just at that moment, they heard that he died. So he said, aha, we started with Nachman Yitzchak Anshe. So it makes sense from all of these stories, Nachman Yitzchak really was the reason he died, because Nachman Yitzchak said, I'm waiting for his coffin. Okay, the next Mishnah. Mishnah kolo samuch lakotel chaviro lo yismuch lakotel acher. This is a very strange setup. If you have a wall next to your friend's wall, you shouldn't put another wall, unless you make it 4 amot away. From where? Now, hachalonot, this we had in the opening sugi of the Masechet, bein l'manam, bein l'matam, then connect on arba amot. If the windows, meaning if I have windows in my wall and you want to set up another wall, it has to be either 4 amot higher than the window, 4 amot lower than the window, and in any case, 4 amot away from the window. We'll see why. V'kama hechi samich. So the question is, how that first wall in the race of the Mishnah, how that gets get there? I'm reviewed a hachi kamar. This is how it should read. Meaning, if you want to set one up, it has to be 4 amot away. There's only 2 walls here, not 3. Matkif la Rava. Rava attacked this position and said, Raha Mishai Kotlo Samakota Chaverutani. The Mishnah says, if it was already there, Alama Rava, he says as follows, Hachiktan, is what it reads. Mishai Kotlo Samakota Chavero Barachokar Ma'amot. If it was already 4 amot away, if it had fallen, it fell. You can't put up a new one without keeping that same distance. What's the reason for this? My time up. In other words, the Dal Amot weren't just an architectural design or a landscaping design. They were deliberate. The people who walk and tramp the ground in between the walls strengthens the foundation of the earth, tamps the earth down, and supports the walls. So that's why they wanted to have a 4 Amot easement. Amarav lo shanu el kotel ginas. So Rav says this whole halacha only applies to the wall to a garden. A kotel chatzer, im balismoch sumech, you can put it right there. Amoshai omer, echad kotel ginam, echad kotel chatzer, im balismoch en asomech. Shai said, no, any wall has to be 4 amot away. Rabbi Yosef Rachanin of Lopligi said, they're not really disagreeing. Habi ir yeshana. If it's an old city where the ground is already pretty hard and tramped down, you could put it nearby. Habi ir chadasha. If it's a new city, then we really need to keep a lot of distance, so we keep tamping it down and strengthening the dirt of the city. Now, Tanana Chalanot ben Milamalam ben Milatam ben Milkanegdan arba amot. The end of the Mishnah said that you have to keep 4 amot away the windows, from the windows. Vatani Allah, what's the explanation of that? Milamalan, why does it have to be 4 amot higher? So you don't bend down and peek into the other guy's house. Milamatan, if it's 4 amot lower, so you don't stand on top of the wall and peek. Umikinegdan Shalayafil, and it has to be 4 amot away so you don't block his light. Tom at a Shalayafil, but the only reason here is because of peeking or blocking the light. Mishum Dav Shalo, there's no mention of tapping the earth. Answer is Achmayaskin and Baminatsad. We're talking here about a wall that's coming perpendicular to where the windows are, not parallel. Vachama. So how far away? Amra Yeba Chamua Da Ashian Barnidbach Mishmei De Rav, this unusual named rabbi, it's the name of Rav, Kimlo Rachav Chalon, the width of a window. If that's the case, you're going to peek in. We're talking about a case where you make your wall sloping so you can't see over it. Ivan non arbamot, but our Mishnah says you have to be 4 amot away. So lokasha kan ruachachad kan mishtei ruchot. If it's only one side perpendicular, like an L, then what we just said is enough. If it's on both sides, it has to be dal amot away. Toshma v'yatakot. What we're trying to establish is this damsha idea of trampling really held. Toshma v'yatakot v'nalaschila. In the next Mishnah, we're going to see that you have to distance the wall from the rain spout dal amot. So the fellow should have room to put his own ladder up. It's only because of the ladder, not because of trampling. We're talking about a rain spout on a slanted roof. That's not a problem because people tramp underneath the slant of the roof, so that's not a problem. This is the beginning in our Mishnah. Hey, you have to move the ladder away, your ladder away from the other fellow's dovecote, 4 amot, so that a little predator shouldn't jump up and go in and kill the birds. And we just saw that. Now, it sounds like our Mishnah does not comport with Rabbi Yossi, because remember, Rabbi Yossi Shita, Rabbi Yossi Amar, Zechofer B'toch Shalom, Zechofer B'toch Shalom. You can do whatever you want in your own property. Plant a tree, even though the guy's got a cistern nearby. So, Filotep Rabbi Yossi, no, Rabbi Yossi would agree here. Why? I'm Rav Ashi, Kavinim Be Rav Kahana, Aviamar, Rav Kahana used to say, Mod Rabbi Yossi Begira Didei. Rabbi Yossi agrees that if you're shooting your own arrows, then the victim doesn't have to move, you have to move. Achinami Zimnin De Bahadi De Manach La Yatva Bechor Bekav. So, same thing here. When you're putting your, as you're putting your ladder up, if you put it right near the dovecote, the animal could jump up and take the birds at that point. Aiva Gromahu. But that's Groma, which means you didn't put the predator up there, you just allowed it to come up. That means that groma is asur, meaning indirect damage is something you're not allowed to cause, and therefore the neighbor can prevent you from putting your thing closer because it would lead to a groma. You're not chayv for groma, but it is asur. And here is the story of Yosef Avelehan Hutali. He had some fig trees. Tahavu atu umni viatvi tutayu. The blood letters used to come and on the break, and they'd sit under the trees. What had they had a lot of blood on them? Viatu urve. So what happened? Ravens came to eat the blood. And then what would happen is they would go up into the trees. They were date trees, sorry, and they would eat all the dates. So Rav Yosef was getting eaten out. Our mother of Yosef, he said, get these cuckoo out of here, the sound, get these ravens out of here. Abaye said to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi, you can't make them leave. It's only a grama what they're doing. They're not sending the birds to your tree. They're attracting the birds. And then they're going to the tree. He said, yeah, but we already know grama is akinasr. But they've been sitting there for however long they've been sitting there. They've got a chazaka. And we're going to deal with that in the next podcast. You don't have a chazaka and a zakin. You can't say, I've been sitting at this corner for 3 years and I've been shooting cars, and if I can stay here. If I'll read my Amar Bekutra, Vizid Amar Beitakise, that thing of ain chazaka and a zakin is only with smoke or Beitakise, with noxious fumes. That's not here. These guys are just sitting and having their lunch under the trees. For me, I'm very fastidious. These ravens coming are like kutra betakise, and therefore there is no chazaka, and therefore because it's grama, which is asur, I have the right to push them away and say you can't be under my trees. Okay, we'll stop at this point. We'll pick up in the second half of Mishnah Hay, and then move on to Mishnah Vav as we continue in our study of the second parak of Bava Batra. Everybody should have a wonderful day.